Good morning, and we've got news. And
indeed we do. We've been so blessed in the Ann Arbor area to have these two great cinema palaces. And we've had the Michigan Theater, and we've got the State Theater. And word comes out that we may not have the State Theater that much longer.
Yeah, the owners, as is their right, are considering changing it into office space. They've thought about turning it into apartment or office space for a while.
Sure.
They kind of like it as a theater, but theaters aren't big money makers. So anyway, the State Theater was designed by C. Howard Crane, who also designed the Fox Theater in Detroit and lots of movie palaces around the country. The State is designed as a cinema-style theater. It never had a stage like a movie palace does. And the former balcony is where the two theaters are located. They need some work. They could definitely use some capital investment. So essentially, it's going to be up to the community, the Historic District Commission, and the owners of the State Theater.
What it's going to take is an infusion of money and a community sentiment that says this is something we want to preserve and we're willing to help make sure that we do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's definitely a diamond in the rough with the emphasis on rough right now. But anyway, there's a lot of potential.
You've been managing the State Theater for quite some time now.
Since 97.
Right.
Well, we have a contract with the owners
right.
to provide programming and marketing. We being the Michigan Theater, we don't own it, we don't lease it, so we work at the behest of the State Theater. So anyway, community members can voice their opinion to the owners.
Any idea when a decision might come about?
No. In fact, I learned about it by being contacted by a reporter from the Ann Arbor News.
Right.
And so anyway, but I've known the fact that they've looked at these other options for many,
right.
years.
It's a bottom line issue.
Yeah, it's a bottom line issue, and they're doing their due diligence and the right thing in terms of working for them and their business partners. Now, although that may be a fascinating story to me and maybe the citizens, the story that we know is not a fascinating story to you is the fact that Star Wars has actually started casting the UK.
This is going to go on for years.
It is. Lawrence Kasdan, who did the second second chronologically in terms of the way that they were made, I think it's number, I don't know which one it is, is number four, I guess, or five, anyway. He is going to be doing the script along with J.J. Abrams, who's been hired to direct, so we'll see how that goes. It's obviously in the very early stages.
J.J. Abrams is the Star Trek guy, right?
Yeah, he directed a couple of Star Trek movies.
People feel like that's mixing oil and water.
Could be. We'll see how it goes. And in Sweden, they've done a very interesting thing. They've rated movies based on how sexist they are, and the criterion.
They won't show movies that are sexist.
Well, they just rate them
A to E.
Or
I was going to say very few American movies would actually get played.
It's
there,
true because they have a pretty low criterion, which is that the movie to get an A rating has to have two female characters that talk about something other than men in their dialogue. So the movies are really quite sexist and frequently quite racist too, sometimes intentionally, frequently unintentionally, but it doesn't make it any less appealing. But anyway, I thought that was kind of a humorous and sad thing all at the same time.
Exactly.
A couple of things that are going on sale. One is the holiday seasons are here, whether we like it or not. And Sing Along White Christmas, which has been a tradition that fits almost with Nosferatu and Halloween, is going to be Saturday, November the 30th, and there'll be on-screen lyrics and all kinds of fooling around and fun that happens then. So you can get those tickets by going to the Michigan Theater website.
I don't think I know all the words to White Christmas.
Well, we'll project them on the screen so you can just sing along. And then on November the 19th, the week of November the 19th, we will release our Michigan Theater History book that was written by Eastern Michigan University's very own Dr. Henry Aldridge,
right.
Professor Emeritus of Theater and Cinema. We're very excited about this. It's taken a long time. Henry has done some great work. We had a wonderful book designer that put the book together based on Henry's text and all of his research. So anyway, it's going to be, we hope, a nice thing for
is this a self-published endeavor? Or
it is, yes. And you can actually order a pre-release copy of the book for a discount right now at the Michigan Theater website. But the book will actually make its appearance on the 19th at a kickoff thing that we're doing. You can get it at local bookstores after after the 19th, and we hope that folks will enjoy that and maybe find it something that folks
can... Well, it's not only going to be a fascinating read and an exploration of the theater's history, but ultimately, moving forward, it's going to be a great marketing tool for you.
Well, it's actually puts the Michigan Theater in the context of the movie industry, and you know that 1928 was when these movie palace, when the Michigan Theater was built, and it's when these, it was kind of the peak of the movie palace era. So Dr. Aldridge talks about what the context of the growth of the movie industry was in terms of exhibition in those very early days, and then he talks about the Michigan Theater's role in the broad community as it was a commercial theater for over 50 years, and since it's been a nonprofit for the last 30 some years. So anyway,
hey, you know what? Occasionally on these Thursdays, we get together and actually talk about movies. Why don't we do some
That's
of that?
Right. So All Is Lost, which is the Robert Redford film that was put together by J.C. Shandor, who did Margin Call. This is his second feature film. This guy, J.C. Shandor, is very talented. And Robert Redford, the buzz is this may be the best actor performance. Now, he's got a lot of competition. Another film that we played this week, Nebraska, we did a special pre-release screening of it. Bruce Stearns talked about for a best Oscar. But Robert Redford is in this movie about a guy who's literally stranded on a sailing boat. Exactly, it's not a ship; it's a boat. I mean, it's a a decent sized sailing yacht, but 39-foot yacht.
That's very small in the big ocean.
In the big ocean, it is very small, and he gets rammed by a large piece of floating junk in the ocean, and it disables his boat. And for the entire length of the movie, which is a little over an hour and a half, he essentially has no dialogue. But Redford is such a great actor, and critics talk about the fact that you can just read where he's at by looking at his face.
That is a true gift.
It was an arduous filmmaking thing for a guy in his 70s. He was in a tank that they had actually built for Titanic for some of the on-the-water kind of scenes. He did not use a stunt double. So anyway, it's a bravura performance. All Is Lost opens this Friday at the State Theater.
Somewhat similar to Castaway with Tom Hanks.
Except he's on the ocean, or Life of Pi, where there's a guy that's stranded on the ocean. Or it's also been drawn analogous to Gravity, and these two movies
Lost
are being
in
released.
Space, right.
Yeah, about a single person persevering against the odds. So anyway, a movie that I know you would like, a documentary
on
Muscle Shoals Studio. This is where Aretha Franklin did some of her biggest things. The Rolling Stones, Etta James, and Percy Sledge, Greg Allman, Bono, all these folks went to Muscle Shoals, which is Nowhereville in Tennessee, on the Tennessee River in Alabama, actually. And these great local musicians.
A worldwide international destination.
And
everything that came out was good.
Yeah, and it literally is in the middle of nowhere, so it's amazing. We're going to play this the 10th, the 13th, and 14th at the Michigan Theater. If you're a music fan, which we know WEMU listeners are, go check this out. It was
All
my
I have
favorite
to say
music.
Is Greg Allman to me, huh?
Yeah, my favorite music doc from Sundance this year. If you haven't seen 12 Years a Slave, go check it out. It may be the Academy Award Best Picture this year. It's just got that kind of buzz. It's tough. There's no doubt about it. It's a tough film. Well, opening this week at the multiplex is Thor: The Dark World, and actually the reviews have been pretty good. I mean, it's definitely a popcorn film, but Chris Hemsworth is again Thor, and he's saving the world.
So there was a Thor before.
Yes. This is the second one that he's started.
Give me a comic book character, and I'm out about as fast as I am at a Star Wars film.
So anyway, if you're a fan of those comic book pieces, this may be something to go check out. Also, the Polish Film Festival is going to be at the Michigan Theater the 8th through the 10th. This is something that has happened in Ann Arbor since 1993. It's organized by the University of Michigan Polish Club, the Polish American Congress Ann Arbor chapter. They always do a great, great job. And Poland is one of those countries that has a wonderful and long film culture. You know, some countries really focus on that. The United States, France, Iran. And Poland is another one that has this great, long tradition of cinema of all kinds. Polish animation is great. Feature-length films. So go check that out. There's a whole list of that. You can check it out at the Michigan Theater website.
And decidedly different from U.S. fare, but nonetheless, just as compelling.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And again, this long tradition. The midnight film at the State Theater this week is Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me, the David
Wasn't
Lynch
that a TV
prequel.
Show?
Well,
it,
this was the prequel movie to the TV show. The Monday Funnies film is Bridesmaid with Kristen Wiig.
Melissa McCarthy.
Absolutely. A lot of folks like that. And then the Lusophone Film Festival continues at the Michigan Theater. We've been doing this all semester with Children's Republic, which is on Thursday, the November 14th.
And if you're willing to make a 40-minute drive or so, I guess the Windsor Film Festival is getting underway soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a kickoff tonight for the Detroit Documentary Film Festival that's coming in March. And so there's
so
a
much.
Lot going on.
So much. We'll see you at the movies.
And John Prine, of course, next week.
At the Michigan Theater next Friday night, 8 p.m. Be there. It is going to be sold out, if not sooner rather than later. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department here at 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.